Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
If you listen to Monday's podcast, you know that Jessica and I were headed out on Thursday afternoon to Frontier Justice by the Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas, to see a demonstration of Safe Haven Defense's really incredible laminate that they put over windows to make them safe, bullet resistant, riot proof, all these different things. And I'd never been really at gun ranges and things like that, never really been around these sorts of things. It was just a really great environment. There must have been at least 10 to 15 people or more that listened to the podcast that came out just to see this for themselves. Many of them have backgrounds in law enforcement or whatever. I was contacted by the United States Marshal Service, who sent some people out to see this product. There were representatives from at least a dozen different police departments around the Kansas City area, but that was the order of business. Tim Jennings, who works with this company in Kansas City, had previously set those up. So a lot of these people that were in attendance were folks that Safe Haven had reached out to and said, hey, this might work for you. There were representatives from school districts around the Kansas City area. There were representatives from hospitals. There were government agencies there for government employee buildings and things of this nature. It was an incredible mix of people. Mostly, it felt like there was just a lot of law enforcement in the room. And I gathered it was one of the bigger groups they'd ever had, because he says, we have so many people here today, we're going to have to be really, you know, mindful of the space and where we're going to be when we go into the shooting range. And it was just one of the greatest experiences I've ever had as they talked about this product. Look, they're not a sponsor. They're nothing like that. I don't know if it's applicable to you or in your life, but there are so many stories out there right now about our security and the things that we see in our society. I saw a story yesterday about a business owner who sells tools and such. Well, he's a warehouse full of tools. I think he's a warehouser that was getting nightly break-ins in Tacoma, Washington. He's put up an electric fence around his property to keep people from cutting through the fence to come in and steal his tools in the middle of the night. It was costing him thousands of dollars every time somebody cut the fence. And now he's put an electric fence up, and it's a very unique electric fence that will stun you. It's like a taser. It will not kill you, but it will stun you. You can't cut through it. It'll disable you, and you'll lay on the ground and shake and quiver. It's not hooked up to the power grid. It runs off batteries. It's much safer. It's supposedly not lethal. Of course, accidents can happen, but the point is, stay the hell away and stop trying to break into places. Stop trying to go in our schools. Stop trying to go in our churches. I did not see a lot of faith leaders at this event yesterday, but this seems to me like a wonderful product for churches as well, as we see these places. And for me, it was never about the bullet resistant glass, which was just impressive as heck to see. We saw these 9 and 45 millimeter slugs. They hit this glass and it flattens them like a bottle cap. The slugs stick in the glass. They stay in there, and they carve them out when they're done with a knife and show you what they look like. And they just look like a crushed bottle cap or a penny that got run over by a freight train. It is just incredible to see. But for me, when I heard about the product, I'm like, I'm watching all these smash and grabs, and they have different levels of security and stuff. And he showed you can't take a baseball bat and beat this thing. It's going to take 30 minutes for somebody to break into your business if you have this, or if you put this on your home. It gives you time to either find your weapon or seek safety in your home or call 911. People can't just bust in and they're in 2 seconds. But what was really incredible to me was the number of people in either the police or the U.S. Marshals that were there, or these people watching them watch the demonstration. And Jessica and I have never been around anything quite like this. I mean, we're just sitting here. The power of these guns is incredible. The ammunition they showed us and the points of the bullets, it's just remarkable, because we just aren't gun people and don't know much about it. But to watch this demonstration was really, really incredible and powerful. And I want to thank Tim and, of course, Steve Johnson for being on the podcast on Monday, the founder of this company that has a lot of roots here in Kansas City, but they're based out of Phoenix. Pretty cool stuff. It was great to see the people at Frontier Justice. I'll be honest with you, I have never felt safer in my life than the hour and a half I spent at Frontier Justice on Thursday. It was just incredible. I mean, you get in there and you're like, oh, this is the safest place on earth. There's nothing bad going to happen here. It was just really, really an exceptional experience. We had a great day, and I want to thank them for having us out. I'm going to try to link and post a couple of the videos that I shot I'll put a couple of the short ones on Twitter later today, maybe. But I'm going to try to put them in our newsletter, our patron post, coming up on Saturday for all of the patrons of KKHI and show you some pictures of what the bullets look like, the slugs look like after they hit that glass. The incredible part is you can shoot out, but people can't shoot in. And there's a science to it. I could go into long detail of how that's possible. They explained it all at this thing yesterday, but it was incredible. If you have this on your home or your business, you can shoot out. They just can't shoot in. And it's just, it was remarkable to see. I really enjoyed it. So as I'm watching all these really smart people, and they are very smart, that have invented the product, that understand it, the people that were there with law enforcement, the CEO of the company is a former police chief, obviously a very smart guy. There are all kinds of really high-level smart people that run different organizations here. So it was really cool to be in a room with people a lot smarter than us. You know, we don't know really anything about this industry, but just really smart people who know how to fight crime, solve crimes, catch bad guys, everything that we get concerned about with our safety and security in this country, and be around these people. And we know more than get home a couple hours later, and we're getting ready. We're going to try to decide which viewing of Mission Impossible we're going to go to. And there's more on that coming up later as we went and saw the Mission Impossible movie. We were kind of in the mood for that movie after seeing these guns. You know, we saw the stuff. We're like, yeah, what a great night to go to Mission Impossible, right? So we get back and I turn the news on and we see the news that the Secret Service has briefed Congress, members of Congress, and said, we couldn't find any fingerprints on the bag of cocaine. There was no DNA. Oh, by the way, we had two other incidents last year of marijuana being smuggled into the White House that we found. And we didn't catch anybody there either. And I'm just, my head is exploding. Like, I just spent an hour and a half. I know that the people that were Frontier Justice yesterday, I know this for a fact. If you took that group and you gave them that bag of cocaine, they would have found some prints on it and they would have found some DNA on it and they'd have been able to connect it. I know this. I just spent an hour and a half with these people. They're smart. It's a calling. They've dedicated their lives to it, and they could have done it. So I refuse to accept the premise that the Secret Service at the White House is inept. I refuse that premise because everybody's pretty much in agreement. If they can't figure out how cocaine got near the Situation Room in the White House, a private area, this is not a tour area, in a private area, if they can't figure this out and give the American public information, if this is now what we're dealing with the Biden administration, that they're going to be have a complete lack of transparency of what's going on with them, if they're just going to completely stonewall because the media is on their side, if that's it, then it's corruption. It's not ineptness. There is no way the Secret Service, the United States, and the White House, the most secure facility in this country, is so inept that they cannot tell us whose cocaine that was. I refuse to believe that. There are a lot of very complicated things that we can discuss with our government, with our military complex, with things in the United States that go on, or with your local city council for that matter. And we can say, this is corruption, there's deception, they've done this. There's a million of those things. And some of them are very complicated and you try to connect the dots, whatever. This one's really easy. It's right there at the White House. The White House said, hell no, you're not telling anybody what's going on here. You're not. And it's pretty obvious the reason why. If you do, we are in charge. We will come after you. It's not even said. It's not even implied. We live in an America today where you can just, if you work in that arena, if you're part of the deep state, and the Secret Service, I think, are largely conservative. Okay, I think the majority of Secret Service agents are conservative. I think that's fair to say. But they're scared. They're scared to death. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to be prosecuted. They don't want their families targeted. They want their pension. They already do a dangerous job. They love their country. They're doing whatever. We have created a situation where the best among us, the conservatives, the patriots, are afraid to actually do their job. God bless a couple of these whistleblowers that have come forward on some of this stuff, But there is no question now. It cannot. This is not even debatable. When we talk about a two-tiered system, this is the end-all, be-all of all scandals. Now, this isn't Hunter Biden and Joe Biden making money to sell off American policy, which is treason, for lack of a better term. It's not as big a crime as that, okay? Bringing a little bag of coke in is awful. It's the kind of thing that leads you to losing an election. If you find out it is somebody close to Biden, or God forbid, the president needs this to stay awake and stay alert, and they provide him with cocaine, imagine that. Imagine if that's what it is. Imagine if Hunter went to him and said, Dad, you're president now. There's just times we got to give you a little snort of this stuff. You know, it'll woof. You feel so good. Imagine that. Imagine if that's going on. I'm not saying it is, but imagine if it is. It might be the greatest White House scandal in history. It doesn't appear to be that to me right now. It appears to me like a sloppy, loser-filled White House of people that are freaks, drug addicts, misfits, sex perverts. There's all of this stuff going on. We know what the hard left of the Democrat Party is. We know what they do. We know their lifestyle. We've seen it. It's playing out in real time. They're all there. You name it, it's there. We've got nudity on the White House lawn at an LGBTQ event. They're just going to run around topless. We've got cocaine near the Situation Room. It's a, boy, I almost said it. It's a freak show is what it is. And anybody paying attention knows this. And I will not accept the premise that the Secret Service is inept and cannot figure out where this came from. This is a cover-up. This is a cover-up not because it's a major crime, although it is a crime to have brought cocaine into the White House. Somebody would probably do jail time for that. It is a crime. Make no mistake about it. It's not the biggest crime in the world unless it leads to something more, and there's a lot of cocaine use in the White House, and it's people that are working late and doing this and making decisions and have their hands all over the button and codes and everything else. Then it's a huge problem. But what this is symptomatic of is what the Democrats have been able to do in Washington, D.C., and that is control everything. Control the messaging, control the media. Control everything that we know, that we see. There's nothing to see here. This is just going to go away. This is just going to go away. Until when? Until a debate stage when Trump gets up there and has to remind the American public that the Biden White House is full of topless sex freaks, cocaine addicts, losers, drug dealers, and everything else. He's going to have to remind everybody on a debate stage that this is a freak show. And that's the only term you can use. I'm sorry. I think that would resonate with the American people. I'm sorry. We're still in the majority. Normal American citizens are still in the majority. They do not accept these. They do not want this in their White House. They don't. They don't want drug use there. They don't want topless people running around on the lawn at a pride thing. They don't. I'm telling you, they don't. And that doesn't mean you hate gay people. And that doesn't mean you don't feel sorry for drug addicts. And we can have all these big-hearted moments where, oh, I feel so bad for these people and we want to be so caring and whatever. That's fine. We don't vote for that. We don't vote for that to be our West Wing or our Senate or our House. We don't accept that with our Supreme Court justices. We don't accept that with our federal judges. We know people have problems when they do in these high-level positions that affect not just us but the whole world. We want them out. We don't want a judge sitting on a bench that's a drug addict. We don't want that. We've had members of Congress in scandal. Some of them have gone. They get pushed out. They get voted out. In this case, will they vote out Biden? Is Biden even going to be the candidate? I don't know, but I just refuse to accept the premise that the Secret Service is inept and doesn't know who that belongs to. There are multiple people that know who that belongs to, and it must be leaked. This will be, if this gets leaked, this will be the surest sign that Obama and the Democrats want Biden out and somebody else to run. If and when this gets leaked, and this it may be a grand plan here, they may be holding this back, Secret Service doesn't know, then somehow it's going to leak. and we're going to find out, because there's 99% chance, we all know this, that whoever that belonged to is incredibly embarrassing to the Biden administration. Period. Whether it's family, whether it's staff, whomever it may be, whatever it is, this is insanely embarrassing to the Biden White House. That's why we don't know. If they want Joe out, they let this story go. They just drop it with a left-wing media outlet, send it to CNN, let everybody run with it. This is the kind of thing that is so simple and potentially so embarrassing for Biden in the White House that every American understands it. This is the kind of thing that people who don't care, don't vote, don't know the issues, they hear cocaine in the White House, and then there's some sort of backstory to it here that ties in the president or his family or his staff. Every American will pay attention to that story. That's not one that you gloss over. The war in Ukraine, plenty of people not paying attention. You know, many other, the border problems, many Americans not paying attention. I can name a dozen issues that Americans aren't paying attention to. But if this one breaks, if they let this information out and it's damning to the White House and to Joe Biden, every American will know it and it will affect the election. Absolutely 100% will. Hey, I'd like to remind you on our Friday podcast of our great retail sponsors, because a lot of you go shopping on the weekends. We would appreciate it if you're looking for anything cool for your home, like a, I don't know, bar stools or leather theater seating or game tables, pool tables, shuffleboard, pinball, or maybe outdoor furniture, if you'd consider a Meanies Galleria. 105th and Metcalf. Mention the podcast when you go in there. Tell them we said hello. There are also Meanies locations in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. If you know folks there, they can mention the podcast and get treated like a VIP at a Meanies. Home of the Copper Dome is what they used to say. I don't think they say that anymore, but I remember that for years and years and years. R. Ashimini, I've known him since the 90s. Great dude, runs a great business. They have the best products and customer service. Their delivery and setup guys are unbelievable. They came back after a few days with my shuffleboard table when they set it up. I said, it's running just a little bit crooked, and I don't know exactly how to do this. Their crew came back out. They were here 15, 20 minutes. They set the thing up. It's been perfect ever since. They are absolutely committed to every single sale at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Joslyn's Jewelry is at 95th and Antioch. Jessica and I are headed in there. We have to reset her wedding ring. The diamond in it is just a little bit loose after 17 years. And we need to get it, make sure it's tightened up and reset. So we got to get that done in the next week or two. We're going to have trouble with that thing. Joslyn's will do that. They're great at fixing jewelry. We don't talk a lot about the repairs that they do. They repair jewelry for a fraction of the cost of the people at the mall or the bigger corporate names. And Gary does a lot of this himself and his staff. They have years of experience at this. Jewelry repair is a specialty at Joslyn's. 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. The jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. And, of course, bstock.net, not really a retailer. They're an outlet store. A guy yesterday out at Frontier Justice came up to me and said, yeah, I came here. I'd been at Bstock earlier. I got a computer from them today. I said, wow, thanks a lot, you know, for supporting the sponsors. He goes, man, that place is unbelievable. I didn't realize it was that big. I said, well, I say on the podcast, it's a warehouse. They're an internet company. Okay, they're a website. Bstock.net is a website. They sell their products all over the country and ship them everywhere. That's what they do. But some products are bigger and heavier than others, and it's so costly to ship that they said, let's just do a storefront, and people in Kansas City can really save big on things like big screen TVs. And right now they're having a garage sale at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Save an additional 10% off the already low prices of scratch and dent brand new televisions. The pictures are perfect. Sometimes there's a scratch on this thing. It saves you hundreds. In some cases, depending on the model, it could be $1,000 you save. Now an additional 10% and 10% more off appliances. Free delivery to your garage anywhere in the Kansas City area. While you're there this weekend, spin the wheel for free prizes. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. A New York dad has gone viral. I love this video. It was on Twitter. It was on social media. I think this is how we win the elections next year. I think we're moving away from traditional media, and I'll have more on that in a moment, because Disney is trying to figure out what to do with their TV entities. I think people are moving away, and what is really resonating with the American public is viral videos, things people see. There's a couple of things about this story I don't like, but I am going to play the audio for you because this was really, and it's uncensored. There's some curse words in it, so be warned. I'm going to play this uncensored for you. It's only a minute and 15 seconds long. It's a dad in New York who only goes by Joe. I guess he doesn't want his last name out there. And he does not name the doctors that his children visited. So I've got just a tiny bit of skepticism about this story. I believe this story more than 50%. I believe this story maybe 75%. But I'm going to leave a 25% possibility that this is a ruse. Because this seems hard for me to believe. If this man had given his last name, which I think to this point he hasn't, and if he named the doctor in the doctor's office, you may be familiar with this. A man is in his car. He has just been called by his wife. She has taken their sons, 7 years old and 9 years old, to the doctor to get their physicals to play sports and go to school this year. Kids have to go take physicals to go to school and stuff, right? So she has just done that, and what happens to her 9-year-old when they go in is outrageous, and, well, let's just roll the beautiful bean footage.
I'm literally on fire right now. I just got off the phone with my wife, who took my 9- and 7-year-old boys to the doctor today to get physicals for tackle football and school next year and all that other shit. My 9-year-old son went in first, and the first thing this woman asks him is if he identifies as a boy, a girl, gender fluid, or non-binary. My son, he's never heard of any of that shit before. You've been dealing with him your whole life. He is clearly a boy's boy. So what are you trying to plant a fucking seed in his head? The only thing I could be thankful for is that my wife took them instead of me. And props to my wife because she said something. And if she didn't, they would ask my 7-year-old son the same damn question. This shit is ridiculous. And to the people out there to think that there's nothing wrong with that and I'm just a transphobe or all that shit, you're fucked up. This is bullshit. And there's something wrong with you.
Okay, so there it is. And you couldn't say it any better. Sorry if the curse words, if that's offensive to you, but I just thought you'd want to know why it went viral. 10 million people have viewed this thing now, and I mostly believe this. I believe this is possible, but I want to know the doctor. I think you have every right to say this. You have every right to say, we went to this doctor, and this person said this, and you shouldn't be going to those doctors. I think you have every right to do that, and I think the only way to stop it is for people to come forward and do that. This is nice, this is effective, but unless you really cut to the core of this and scare doctors around the country from doing this type of thing by saying, wow, I could have some conservative like, you know, Keatsman come in here, and if I say the wrong thing, he could go on his podcast and out me. I better not do it. This is why the Bud Light thing is so important. This is why so many of these other things are so important. We have to stop these crazoids. We have to make them afraid like we've been afraid to say what we believe. It's not censorship. They still have the right to do it. I'm not saying take away their right. I'm not saying that anybody on the left can't say any kind of crazy crap they want to say. They can. We just need to expose it, and it needs to be exposed better than this. This dad was awesome. I've watched this video several times. I showed it to Jessica. It's impressive. I felt his emotion. I think it's real. Either that or he should be in Hollywood acting. Because he was broken up. He was absolutely devastated this happened to his 9-year-old son. There's no doubt about that. He's either the greatest actor in America today or he was really broken up. But I need more. I want to know what doctor. I want to know what hospital chain. I want to know exactly who it was. We need to out that person and let people know if you go in there, they may do this to your kid. Why can't we do that? This has to work in the long term. We keep getting these viral videos about these wacky, crazy things happening in our society. And people are seeing them and consuming them. I have no clue how many. There's 31,000 of you almost that subscribe to this podcast. I have no idea how many of you are on social media. It's not the majority of you. It's not, because they only have 20,000 Twitter followers. And you can't explain how there's 31,000 followers, subscribers, basically, to the podcast, and only 20,000 on Twitter. It means, and only a fraction, I don't know, maybe 15% of this podcast audience follows me on Twitter. Maybe not even that. I don't even know what it is. I know that a lot of you don't like social media. I don't like social media. I'm on there trying to promote the podcast, but I'm half-assing it. I'll just be honest with you. I don't try like everybody else. I'm not doing the videos. I'm not doing all this other stuff that I should be doing to grow this podcast. I should be doing, but it's a wasteland. There's too much. I don't like it, but I do enjoy consuming it. I enjoy Twitter is my new, AP wire. I have a new, basically news feed through Twitter. I've set it up, customized it to follow the news organizations, things that I like. It all helps me with the podcast. I can't live without Twitter, but I don't really use it to promote the podcast like I should and build my brand and become a social influencer or something like that. I could do that. I think I have the personality for it. I think there's a lot of things I could do. I think I could get all kinds of followers and do all kinds of wild stuff on Twitter. I don't. I use it to gather information. Most of you don't. That's fine with me because you're coming here to get it, which is great with me. I'm thrilled that you're coming here to get it. But my goodness, the young people that are seeing this stuff, the parents that are seeing the school district meetings, the parents that are seeing stuff like this Joe guy and what his son heard from the doctor, this has to work. I mean, this just has to work when it comes election time. It just has to. Because old school television is fading. How do we know it's fading? Well, we see it in the numbers. It's still important, don't get me wrong. It's still in the millions. It's still big. It's just not as big as it once was. So many people that own these things see them as declining entities. Disney's Bob Iger has made himself the CEO again, and then he's given himself a raise, and he's extended himself his contract for several more years. And he has stated publicly this week that television properties, quote, may not be core to the company anymore, unquote. All right, so Disney owns a whole bunch of stuff. They own ABC, ESPN, FX. They own other things. They own all kinds of television entities as well. And he's saying they may not be part of our future, may not be core to the company. Disney's about movies, about streaming, about theme parks. This is what they do. They have recently, Bob Iger showed up at the debut of the Apple Vision Pro goggles that are going to be $3,000 each. They're working out a deal between Apple and Disney to put Disney content exclusively on those Apple goggles. So you're seeing them branch out with other companies. Apple could easily buy Disney. Apple's shortfall in this area is they don't own a movie studio. They have their own movies. In fact, when I'll get to Mission Impossible here in a moment, we went to Mission Impossible last night. One of the better movies looks like it's coming out is an Apple original. It's going to be in theaters first, then on Apple Plus. Apple won the Oscar for Best Picture 2 years ago, but Apple streaming is way behind all the others. Like, they're a million miles behind Netflix and even HBO Max and Disney and all these others. They're a million miles behind. So people have thought, well, maybe Apple's going to buy Disney or there'll be a merger or something like that. Who knows? I can't predict that. What I know is that traditional television is sitting there to be had. Traditional television is where you can reach a lot of conservative people. And one of the reasons, in my opinion, that television has faded so dramatically and so quickly is it went so far left. People watch ESPN now only if a game is on. Why don't people watch the other ESPN shows? This is the easiest answer ever. We know why. It went woke. Disney, ESPN, ABC, all of them, it went woke. Why don't people watch George Stephanopoulos on Sunday morning anymore? Why is Good Morning America fading? It's all woke, 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 woke. People don't want it. We used it for years as background noise sometimes. Oh, then Good Morning America's on while we're getting ready for work or something like that. And it was on and it was nice. And they gave you the news that mattered. There'd be a celebrity or two on, and you'd think that was kind of cool. Not now. Not once Trump became president, it just became a constant drumbeat every day of liberal, woke crap attacking everything in America that is center or right. They've killed themselves. They've done this to themselves. So my point here is, if this stuff is for sale, you know, the largest shareholder in Discovery Networks, which owns CNN, hasn't really been able to change CNN, but he's the largest shareholder. He doesn't have an active role. He's not the CEO. He's not whatever, but he's a gazillionaire. He's a multi-billionaire. Sell it. Sell that stock and go buy ABC and ESPN. Do it. You've got the money. Do it. Buy those entities. Sinclair Broadcasting out there is a conservative owner. I think they're the biggest television station ownership group in America. Buy them. Buy ABC and ESPN. Elon Musk could do this. Put Tucker Carlson on immediately. Elon Musk could buy these entities. Now, maybe Bob Iger's in a spot where he's not going to sell it to anybody but a liberal because he's donated millions to left-wing causes, the CEO of Disney has. Phil Anschutz owns the Washington Examiner and other big newspapers, and he's a really, 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 really rich dude. He could put together a group and buy these things. Somebody on the right buy these properties. They're up for a song. Pennies on the dollar. And the bottom line is, if you took them from far left just to the middle, I think your numbers would go up and you'd have a more productive. Bob Iger's a really rich, smart guy. What he doesn't understand is his television commodities have failed because he took them all too far left. Disney movies are failing. He's doing this. This is happening, folks. If you can't see this is happening in America right now, I give up. And these are smart people. But they're also rich and they don't care. It's the same thing with the military-industrial complex in D.C. They don't care about these wars because they get rich off the wars. They don't care what it means when Joe Biden is going to activate 3,000 reservists for Europe if we need them because of Ukraine. They don't care about that. They don't care about the cost. Even if we put soldiers in harm's way, yeah, that's serious, and we act real serious when we're on TV and talking about it, but do they really care? They're getting rich. Bob Iger's getting rich at Disney either way. Whether this thing's circling the drain, he's getting rich either way. And what would be a really rich play for him is if Apple gobbled them up or they merged in some way. Apple just would became the parent company of Disney. They would never change the name Disney. If Apple did that and gobbled them up and had the entire catalog of all those movies and put them on Apple Plus or owned Disney Plus and merged them together as one subscription, Apple and Disney together, you could see where that would work out. They're all going to make money. They're going to get rich. But there's a better play here, especially for the television stations. I think that'll be interesting to see. Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning is phenomenal. It is a long movie. The opening sequence where they play the theme and do the graphics was about 30 minutes in. This movie went about, it goes 10 to 15 minutes before you see anybody you know in the movie. I'm not going to give anything away. It is insane. Tom Cruise is flat out crazy doing the stunts that he does. He's nuts. I'm just going to say it. This is great movie going again. And Tom Cruise, there's Americana in this. There's one person in this movie that's a high-level U.S. official that kind of goes rogue and wants to be a bad guy, and you're thinking, what's going on here? The movie is basically artificial intelligence ruining the world. And it has tones of, you know, every government wants control of this because they want to control you. They want to control you. They want to know everything about you. They want to tell you what to do. They want to. Tom Cruise, I'm telling you, there's a tone throughout this movie that Tom Cruise is pissed that he had to make this movie during COVID and they were telling him everything he had to do. You can feel it in this movie that he was sick of the government telling him what he could and couldn't do on a movie set. You can feel it. This thing was made right during COVID, man. You can feel the frustration of people in charge telling Tom Cruise what he can and can't do. Remember the famous audio clip that was out of Cruise screaming at the crew because they weren't wearing their masks. They weren't following protocol. They were getting loose, and people were checking, and stories were getting out that it was loose on Tom Cruise's set, that they weren't following every protocol in place for COVID and all this crap, and some employees weren't doing it. And he went nuts that one day, and he stopped shooting in Europe, and they all went back to Los Angeles, and he had big meetings with the people at Paramount, and they're like, Tom, if you're not going to keep it closed down on your set, you can feel throughout this movie that Tom Cruise is sick of Democrats and studio heads saying you have to do this, 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 and this. Now, I don't know whether he's Democrat or Republican. I'm assuming he's left of center on most things. He's Tom Cruise. But boy, you can feel conservatism all through this movie, just like you could Top Gun. It's no wonder this thing's going to do $1 billion. Word of mouth's going to get out there. Hey, this is pretty good. There's some red, white, and blue flag waving here. It's pretty cool stuff. Mission Impossible 7, Dead Reckoning. It is incredible visually. We saw it in IMAX theater. It's insanely expensive. The IMAX, it was $44 with taxes and everything else for the two of us to go in the IMAX. And obviously we're seeing it the first day or second day it comes out. So, you know, all these things. There's discounts. There's ways to see movies for cheaper. We wanted the complete, it was loud and it was thunderous and it is epic and it is cool. It is some of the coolest places in the world. He basically, with Mission Impossible, has said, yeah, James Bond has been a popular franchise, but I can outdo James Bond every time. And he has. And he has. And Hayley Atwell, who plays the new character, not a love interest, well, whatever. She's beautiful. She's with Tom Cruise all throughout the movie. Hayley Atwell is from Kansas City. And you're watching this. I've never seen her anywhere. She was in a Marvel movie. I don't do the comic book movies, really. She's been in the Marvel movies, and she played a couple characters, Agent Carter, in some of the Marvel movies. So here's Hayley Atwell's story. Her dad is from Kansas City. Her mom was from England. She's a dual citizen, and she spent basically the warm months here and the cold months there. I think her schooling a lot of times was in England, but her parents got divorced at a young age. She would spend all of her summers in Kansas City with her dad. She'd come over, stay 3 or 4 months, and then maybe back to England for schooling and things like that. She considers herself a Kansas Cityan. It's pretty cool. Her name is Hayley Atwell, and she is fantastic in this movie. She threw out a first pitch at a Royals game a few years ago. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know anything about it. I guess she was the Royals. Well, I mean, the second you get any acting job, they're going to bring you out, have you throw out a first pitch. Royals are good like that. She says, yeah, that was cool. But what she really wants to do is turn on the Plaza lights. Well, that's easy. November's coming. Let's go. Hayley Atwell. This is a no-brainer. You kidding me? You got to see her in this movie. I mean, you got to see her. You got to see this movie. If you haven't been to the movies in a long time, you don't like the movies, whatever, go see this in a theater. It's worth your time. It is long. Pee before you go in. Okay? It's long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes or something. But the chase scenes, the action scenes are incredible, and they are long. They are not two-minute car chases. These are epic, epic action sequences. You're going to love this movie, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, with a great Kansas City flair. Advantage Termite and Pest Control has a great Kansas City flair. They're the best pest control company in the area. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. Call Aaron and his team at 913-768-8989. Either make the switch today, or if you got a critter problem, call them. They can get rid of your critters, too. You got something in your attic, you see something in your backyard, and you call them. They'll get rid of it. They'll dispose of it for you and figure it all out. It's best to just sign up for the annual service. I think they come 3 or 4 times a year. You'll never see a bug. You'll never see anything. And if you do, between calls, they come right out that day and take care of whatever problem you have. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, AdvantageTPC.com. Cross Kitchens. My buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens has a wonderful family-owned remodeling business in Belton, Missouri. He and his wife run it, sort of a mom-and-pop shop, but boy, his workers have been with him for years. He's got skilled craftsmen that know exactly what they're doing with everything in your home. This is going to be a 5-star rating when you have Cross Kitchens come in. You're going to love what they do for you. Whether it's simply new countertops or new flooring or a complete remodel, Cross Kitchens KC can do it all. All you got to do is call Tim at 816-898-7047. He'd be happy to personally, the owner, come to your house and meet with you about your project. That is unusual in this industry. Tim would love to do it. And you're going to love meeting Tim at crosskitchenskc.com. Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team at Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com. 13 locations in our area, and they just make you feel so warm and welcome when you go to Fry Orthodontics. I've not really said this before. I've mentioned to you that my daughter has a beautiful smile from Fry Orthodontics. My son also went to an orthodontist before that time, and it was not Fry, and it was not the same, which is why we went to Fry. I can't even tell you the difference. I'm not going to name the other outfit. The difference was remarkable. It's just incredible. The experience and the process of your treatment is just two different things between Fry Orthodontics and the other guys. I promise. Give them a shot. First appointment is free. Online, fryorthodontics.com. And Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. If you need an MRI or a CT scan, why would you wait 3 weeks? Your doctor's going to say, yeah, call these people. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, we can get you in 3 weeks. I know, thanks. They'll take my insurance at Advanced Medical Imaging. They'll get me in today or tomorrow because I'm a little worried now. You told me to go get the scan. I need it. See what's inside, but see what's inside now. MedImageKS.com or call 785-856-0224. I'm going to mention to Jessica after the podcast. It's time for her and I to schedule our annual appointment to go over there and get our heart scans done. Need to do that again. We did it at the end of last summer. We need to do it at the end of this summer. The heart scan is less than $100. It's out of pocket. They basically see every organ in your torso and send it to your doctor. Now, what more could you want than that for under $100 out of pocket? MedImageKS.com. Great folks. On to sports. Here we go. We got the cost of attending a game index. The Chiefs are, it's getting expensive to go to the Chiefs. Family of four, 10 years ago, total cost, this is everything. This includes, you know, hot dogs, popcorn, sodas, whatever. Total cost, 2012, $360 for a family of four. Total cost today, $588. Now, I'm not sure how you can do this for four people with $588, but I'll take their word for it that this is accurate. I'm assuming they're talking upper deck tickets here, upper corners, things like that. Lowest face value around the league, whatever. The Chiefs have a 63% increase. That is the 10th largest increase in cost in all of American sports over the last decade. The average is 37% increase. The number one increase is Vegas. The most expensive place is the Vegas Raiders. Now, I saw a survey last year that said Kansas City was the most expensive place in the NFL to go to a game if you don't factor in like suites, club levels type stuff. If you take out the Richie Riches, just regular folks wanting to go to a game, sitting in the lower level or the upper level, braving the elements, not club level, not suites. If you take suite, because the suites here, I don't think they get as much for suites here as they do in New York, Nashville, Las Vegas, Miami, places like that, San Francisco. I don't think the Chiefs get that yet. But the ticket, the actual cost for the fans, the regular fans, the folks that just go to work every day, love their team, and want to be at the game, is the most expensive in the league. Just the tickets in the lower bowl or the upper bowl. I remember last year. I'll look for that survey again this year and see if that's the case. But, yeah, it's getting expensive. Hey, this is the price you pay when you win two Super Bowls and you've been to three out of four. It's the price you pay. Unfortunately, it's the cost of doing business. Sorry about that. Big 12 Media Days continued on Thursday, and Kansas State took front center stage. I thought it was really interesting to look at the promotional picture between Kansas and Kansas State, the players and their coach, and the way they sent their pictures out. Because they walk them through the building, and they stand in front of this wall or whatever, and they do a promotional picture. You couldn't have two more different programs and attitudes right now in the same state, in the same conference as KU and K-State. This is getting fun. KU was all flash and jewelry and fancy suits, and the coach was in front of them making a pose, and the players were behind the coach, pointing at the coach, and they're doing all this posing. And then there's Kansas State, and they got, you know, Cooper Beebe, who would have been a first-round pick, but he's staying another year to play with his brother, who's an incoming freshman, with this suit on, unbuttoned, big old fatty, you know, hog offensive lineman dude, and Chris Kleiman off to the side, and then the other players there, and they look nice. They're dressed nice. It's just completely different, non-flashy look. And then Will Howard is on the other end. And Will Howard is a big, strapping, solid pocket quarterback who looks kind of embarrassed to be standing there taking a picture, to be honest. Unassuming would be the word I'd use. It just was a completely different look than what Kansas is portraying. So in fairness, okay, in fairness, because I said Jalen Daniels better back up his brashness because it was all there on display. But he didn't say some of the things that Kansas State is saying. Okay? And it wasn't, the things that Kansas State said weren't really over-the-top boasting. But boy, you want to talk about confidence, a different kind of swagger, it's there. Will Howard said, hey, this is the first time I've had a chance to start games. We've designed the offense to fit around my skills, and we're going to be really good. That's what he said. Now, Will Howard was really good last year, and the offense wasn't tailored to be around him. They had to switch in midseason. That offense was tailored to be around Adrian Martinez running the football at quarterback. So they flipped a switch in the middle of the year. Colin Klein is in his second year. There is big talk. I mean, big boastful talk in Manhattan that they're just going to kick some ass this year. And Chris Klieman is basically of the belief, right or wrong, he's of the belief that with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, this is about to be our league. We're going to own this league. Now, he just put a whole bunch of guys off in the pros. He was asked about all his players going to the NFL. He's asked about all the guys on his roster that the NFL wants. And he's been asked about the stud players he's bringing in. And he said, combined with winning the Big 12 last year. And he just said, matter of fact, well, that's why you come to Kansas State. This is who we are. We put players in the NFL. We win titles. It's a lot of fun. And we think with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, this is about to be our league. They believe that. Whether that's true or not, I couldn't tell you. They believe it. Now, that's a different kind of swagger than a fancy suit and jewelry and highlights playing around your neck and things like that. But it's there. It is there. Kansas State, you better back it up, man. You won the league last year. You're picked second behind Texas this year. You got some work to do to back up the talking y'all did down in Dallas now. Because I love it. Yeah, I went to Kansas State. I think it's great. If Kansas State became the program in this conference, it'd be the greatest thing ever. That'd be awesome if they became the big boy with Oklahoma and Texas leaving. I'd love that. It sounds too good to be true. You got to be honest. Kansas State has been good at football for 25 years. They've been really longer than that now. Longer than 25 years, Kansas State has been really good at college football. Yes, intermittently, they have some down years, but they've had, you know, three different decades. They've won the conference title. They've been in the top 10 routinely. They put all kinds of players in the NFL. Football matters at Kansas State. You go to that school and you see it, and you know that everything is about the football program. You just know it. They've put all their money into it. They've got people who know what they're doing. They've gone from one generation to the next. There's continuity there. But to say we're going to be the big deal, that has never happened. Kansas State has never been the team to beat, and there may be some of that this year. We'll see what happens. They got a lot of backing up to do. The Royals start the second half of the season against Tampa. Oh, that's fun. Let's bring Tampa in here to Kansas City. So they'll play Tampa and Detroit over the next week at Kauffman Stadium if you'd like to go to a game. Weather's cooling off here in a few days, I think. It's still fun to go to a game. I like going to baseball games. I enjoy it. The Royals have Tampa coming in. If you want to see a good baseball team, Tampa's really, really good. Go check them out. Detroit comes after that as we start the proverbial second half of the season. Our final is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush can be your new dentist. He's Patrick Mahomes' dentist. He's the dentist to all the Chiefs players, and he's outstanding. He's Kansas City's best dentist. He can be yours. Your insurance works there the same as it works anywhere else. Online at nkcdental.com, two locations, one in Missouri, one in Kansas, 816-471-2911. Tickets for less. It's concert season, but Chiefs go to camp next week. That means preseason games are right around the corner. They've got all kinds of deals on preseason games. I mean, giveaway prices. Really cool stuff. Then the regular season is coming. So if you're thinking about Chiefs games and the schedule this year, or any college football games that you want to go to, or if you want to travel and see a game, ticketsforless.com. Always use the promo code KKHI. Here's my promise to you. No matter what you buy at ticketsforless.com, you plug that promo code in, it's going to reduce the price. Typically between about 5 and 15%, you are always, I mean always, going to get a discount with the promo code KKHI. It's part of the deal we made with them when we started up, and I'm thrilled to have it. KKHI is your promo code at ticketsforless.com. That absolutely makes them cheaper than any place else. Remember, no fees ever added. The price you see is the price you pay. We love that. Ticketsforless.com, promo code KKHI. And use the promo code everywhere, folks. It's good at mypillow.com, mystore.com, any of our sponsors that you see or that you see at the KK List. If you go to my website, thekklist.com, you'll see a bunch of sponsors there. If they ask for a promo code, plug in KKHI. It's always going to do you some good. We love that about our sponsors. Our final is golfer Rory McIlroy today. Rory McIlroy's at the Scottish Open playing this week. The British Open, I call it still, or the Open Championship is next week. But Rory's at the Scottish Open, and he was asked about LIV Golf and PGA, and now it's all one business and the whole deal. And apparently they've not gotten through to him that this is all going to be one sort of business. Because Rory McIlroy has said, if LIV Golf is the last place on earth for me to play golf, I will retire and not play golf. Now, can he ever walk that back? Has Rory said more than he should say? It's a very, very good question, because the word is they're offering him his own team, that he'll own it, and he can make money off of it for the rest of his life. And he can run it the way he wants. I think they're going to come to him and say, we want your input. How do you want to do this? Do you want to play for Ireland? What do you want to do? He has said the ultimate statement about the merger. If LIV Golf is the last place on earth for me to play golf, I'm going to retire. I'm out. I'll never play golf again. Hey, politicians have to walk things back sometimes. Will Rory? And does Tiger still feel that way? I haven't heard Tiger say it quite like that. Tiger and Rory are very close. There is sort of a belief that maybe Tiger believes that too. And that's what the PGA Tour's bargaining chip was with the Saudis is, yeah, we still got Tiger and Rory. So you're not going to get them. You're not going to crack that code. We shall see. The boldest statement yet about the golf merger coming from Rory McIlroy, our final. Have a fantastic weekend. We're going to probably do another patron pod either on Friday or sometime this weekend. And we'll have the patron post coming out. If you'd like to join as a patron, just go to kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. It's $5 a month. We'd love to have you on board for the premium content and the bonus content like the newsletter each and every weekend. So we appreciate those that support that. We have a charitable component to that we love to support charities with and get involved with things locally. So we'd love to have you support us through the patron program. It's pretty easy. It only takes about 5 minutes to sign up on your laptop or desktop. kkhasissues.com. If not, we appreciate you for being here and telling your friends about it. Hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. That's always free, but it means a great deal. The more subscribers we have, the bigger deal it is, and the more impact we can make. And more than anything else, just thanks for listening. Have a fantastic weekend from your friends, Kevin and Jessica at KK Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.